Here is a recording for the eclipse. Close your eyes, fall into your breath. Dropping your mind into your heart, into silver threads of light. Following these threads into a world where you are a young woman in your early 20s. Again, we are in the initiation. I can see the sea, and it is night time. The scene is lit by a full moon. Feel yourself now standing barefoot upon a cold and stony shore. Where there is no wind. The sky is vast and clear. The ocean is very still, almost motionless. In black and silver deep, the wisdom of the goddess is waiting. You breathe her in. You know she is with you, and you will come to no harm. Hearing only the tide of your own breath, you close your eyes and are taken aboard a small round boat. Older women are waist deep in the water. They cover you with thick, warm blankets as you lie back into the cedar ribs of your vessel. You feel the immensity of surrender as the women gently push the boat free of the shore. Out and out you drift. Lost at sea. You hear the water now lapping against your boat. Sensing the dance of magnetic fields within the earth. Molten metals, fire in water, washing and swaying, a hot inner world miles and miles below your body. A purifying forge turns and kneads like a great giant wheel. Lunar frequencies and force course through your energy body, pulling upon you as if to wrench out your very last breath. You gasp as you feel the enormity of the moment. But in between the fire and magnetism, the great purification, in between the two is the sea, cool and calm, the goddess, stroking the boat, reassuring you. You are safe and sensing the energy of life or living in the emotional body. We all know what it's like to get stuck or lost in the emotional body. Set adrift in the energy of pure feeling. It's intense, it's raw, primal, savage even. The sea surges forwards and you inhale a deep, desperate breath. realizing the age of this. How alone you are, floating somewhere between heaven and earth. Eons of empty space to all sides, only you upon a tiny boat, curled up, hiding your cold body in a blanket. Are you still at sea, or are you in the sky? Is this a boat or a ship? Do you drift or do you soar? You see stars, colors, planets. You remain in stillness, but at speed as worlds pass you by. In the mind of the heart of the goddess, telepathic teachings showing images as if in dreams. Seeing emotional worlds connected to astral worlds. And you, the young woman, thinks, so this body is a part of our previous lives and the afterlife. Maybe this is why we get so lost in it, because it holds the thread of lifetimes. Yes, reply the stars in the sea. The emotional world is vast and deep. With a jump, you land back in your body. It is cold and you are grateful for the blankets of the grandmothers. You smell the wood of the boat. Your heartbeat slows as you settle. Your little boat becomes warm. And now you sense the cedar branches that hold you saying, I've got you. You are safe. And you are here. Emotions are energy, so the emotional body is energetic. But you are in the material world right now, so you need to dry land. You need dry land or the branches of your boat to hold you. The emotional water is always moving. It is an undercurrent, a cascade, a surge, a tide, and sometimes a torrent. We cannot stop the water, but we can learn how to ride the waves. And there you are, the two of you, the cedar and the girl holding one another upon the great sea. You are not alone. You are safe. You are here. Looking up, you see the light of a great moon. Be with me. Grandmother smiles down. I am here. She says, be with me. I play within the water. I create the surge and the stream. Each night is a lunar moment. And each month when I am full, or when I am new, my power is magnified. Listen to me. Be with me, for I tell you the stories of the subconscious, the shadow, past lives, present emotions, dreams, hopes, and deepest fear, lost hurts, the whole ocean of self. I sing stories to the surface. I am your wise grandmother. During a solar eclipse, my body will move to cover the sun. So a solar eclipse is a lunar moment. a moment whereby the power of Grandmother Moon and all my stories and your mystical lunar energy is magnified. So, young woman, keep half an eye on the old woman as you snuggle into wood and cedar. The moon smiles again, and with that you feel your boat rise gently on a lunar swell of water. Up you go, up and up, a rising tide, reaching upwards to Grandmother Moon as she kisses your cheeks with feminine light. And for a time, all glows silver and blue. You are held in waves of beauty upon your little boat. And so it is, the initiation is finished. As you embody the gravity of this moment, you rise your body and we see one another sitting upright now upon the water, the young priestesses glowing with fresh emotional adoration. You notice with some amusement that each boat is only a short way from the shore and is being pulled in by silver cords of light, where elders wait, pebbles of the older women. Are they us, you wonder? As your boat comes towards the shore, all of your bodies are woven skillfully back together under the radiant light of the goddess. You close your eyes, and now, feeling footsteps as you walk upon the grey sands of this shore, all of us together, young priestesses, somewhere in time, together again, walking, walking, remembering, learning, step by step. Breathing in, breathe in, back to the now. Back to this time, this body, this beautiful moment. Feel yourself woven anew with silver threads of moonlight. And enjoy the eclipse with so much love. And so it is.